Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Joe Reynolds with the Warren County Fair, recapping last week's event. 2019 Warren County Fair has come to a close. First of all, how do you think this year went?
It was absolutely fantastic. The weather was very good to us, which brought the crowds.
Absolutely. Well, I did want to talk about the weather as well. It felt like there's kind of that middle ground. It's summer. It's going to be a little bit hot. But I felt like this year we kind of got the really hot stuff out of the way, and the Warren County Fair was kind of in that nice zone this entire week.
It really was. We were able to find those nice upper 80 temperatures with low humidity, and people wanted to come out for food and fun.
Well, how does the weather kind of help out with the crowds, I guess? What does that mean in terms of attendance from what you've seen fluctuations this year and years past?
With this year, with the milder temperatures, there was a lot more food and drink purchased. People feel like moving around. They don't want to just find a shade tree and sit and do nothing. So it was very good. We didn't have any rain dates as far as bad weather. That all happened prior to the fair, and it was easy for people to be out and about.
Well, talk about this year's entertainment lineup. What do you think people thought, and how well do you think Warren County residents responded to some of the really fun entertainment I thought we had this year?
Well, from the size of the crowd on Thursday night of the monster trucks, it was absolutely tremendous. You would have needed a shoehorn to fit anybody else in that grandstand or in the parking lot. In fact, my husband and a fair manager friend of mine from Northern Iowa and I spent time in the parking lot parking cars. There was that many cars we needed to find a place for. So we very much appreciate the support of the community. And I think even we had some Polk County folks and some out-of-county people that came. It was a great event. We were absolutely standing room only in that grandstand for that event, and also even on Saturday night for the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pullers. Since the Iowa State Fair isn't able to hold that type of grandstand event with the Truck and Tractor Pullers due to the change of the stage, we were able to capitalize on that and be close to Des Moines and invite folks down, and it was very well received also.
Well, I want to go back to that monster trucks because I feel like that was such a fun event, and I know I went when I was really young, and I still remember how cool that those were. Just kind of talk about bringing in new events like that and Warren County residents being able to enjoy those type of things.
It's tough to find for us, I guess, an event that isn't tremendously overpriced, because we try to keep our admission tickets at a price where everyone can come and play. We don't charge for admission and we don't charge parking, so that helps with people's pocketbooks, and we want families to come enjoy that. So to find an event that isn't too expensive is our challenge, but we will try every year now to find something new and different that people want to try. After the jousting we had last year, that was well received also.
Well, I remember that being a lot of fun as well. Talk about the 4-H competitions, 4-H and FFA, I should say, and the fun and the experience that the kids had this year.
The smiles and the excitement that we see on the kids' faces, and the looks when they receive a trophy or a ribbon or something that they have worked so hard for, is really rewarding. The kids this year, it seemed like, had a ton of fun. They were out there looking for things that they could do. In fact, one evening, a group of them were playing music and singing and dancing right outside the front of one of the barns, just enjoying their time. It's a great time for them to meet up with their peers and just enjoy meeting new friends and making new friends. We try to emphasize that it's about the learning, and we do appreciate the learning process that those kids go through also, just as much as what they are able to learn from the ribbon and how they placed being judged among their peers.
Well, last question before we let you go. I know the Warren County Farm Bureau had their educational tent. Talk about how that went and just kind of the other educational opportunities like you mentioned.
Well, I certainly hope you get an opportunity to visit with Kaisha, who put that little farm hands-on. It's my understanding they estimated around 2,000 were able to go through that, and the response has been tremendous. In fact, I think she has plans already for next year to increase the size of the tent and add more attractions for the kids also. It was, once again, very educational and very well received.
Well, I misspoke. One more question. What do you want to say to all the volunteers and people who work to help make this Warren County Fair a possibility?
We absolutely can't thank those people enough. The ones that step up and say, just put me somewhere. We don't care what we do. We just want to help. It truly does take a village, and it it definitely showed this year in the number of volunteers, and we appreciate and thank them for everything that they've done for us. And I know it was a busy week in Indianola with a lot of events that required more hands on deck, more volunteers. So we do very much appreciate everyone that was able to come out and help.
Thanks to Joe Reynolds for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.